But I guess we'll have to deal with it. Rain in the forecast for today, tonight, and probably tomorrow morning anyway. Right now, 42 degrees, the grease here. Feeling remarkably chipper after that incident last night. Yeah, you know, I hadn't heard from him in a long, long time. But last night, he came awake. The creature that lives underneath my bed, who I only hear from at night. He wakes up about 11 o'clock, and he wakes up hungry.
Boy, am I hungry. I sure could go for some toes tonight. Some little toes would be out of sight to munch and crunch and dine delight. For I am the toe monster, the incarnation of all that is evil. I live underneath your bed, and if your feet should come out from underneath the covers, I bite off your toes and chomp, 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 chomp.
Will you shut up? Will you just do me a favor and shut up?
Who's the dame?
The dame, I'll have you know, is going to be the next Mrs. Nino Grease-Minelli.
Where is she?
She's in the bathroom right now, and I would thank you kindly if you wouldn't make your appearances anymore. Because I'll be honest with you, you're not going to get any of our toes. And I'm asking you, you know, man to man or man to whatever you are, please don't scare her. Because if she hears you growling under the bed, you think she's going to want to stay here? Look, I'm trying to make a relationship in my life. For the first time in my life, I'm trying to make a commitment here. And if you're under the bed with the hoo-hoo-hoo, I'm hungry, chomping the toes. And I mean, she's going to think the house is haunted. She's going to leave me. She's going to think I'm an insane person for carrying on a relationship with you this long. So please...
She sure looks nice. I wonder what she sees in you.
I'll tell you what she sees in me. Hey, buddy, take a look at this. Take a look at this. This is what she sees in me. This here.
Don't make me laugh. She is sweet. I was watching her as she was getting ready for bed, sitting there on the little vanity, naked.
You turn your head when she's getting ready for bed. You turn your head.
Ooh, she looks good. Big, bold, bodacious tatas.
Hey.
Sloping back, firm, ripe buttock.
Hey, will you? Hey, you know, if I'm going to get a baseball bat and swing it under the bed there, you don't knock that off.
All right, I'll be quiet. But I'll be here, watching and listening to everything that you two do.
All right, well, shut up here. She's obviously finishing. Now, please don't say anything that'll scare her.
You promised to one day give me a toe if I'm quiet?
Yes, I promise one day that, you know, when I'm old and infirm and I don't need my toes anymore and I lead a more sedentary lifestyle, I'll let you have at least two of my toes.
Okay, it's a deal. I'll be quiet.
Here she comes. Oh, hi, hon. Come on into bed. Got the covers all turned down. All cozy. We'll rub your little nosies. But cozy. Me and my honey. We're cozy. I no longer have to enjoy Rosie. Okay, yeah, let's cuddle up real tight. Bundled. Atta girl. Off to sleep you go.
Young lady, next time you're in the bathroom, please... turn on the blower.